It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
When a coach becomes the winningest coach of all time, we celebrate their career. But not everyone celebrates the grammar of the word winningest.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller. And joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
Winningest. How did this get started?
I've been thinking about this a lot for the past few months because of the University of Michigan softball team. Coach Carol Hutchins in March won her 1,400th game, which is an incredibly impressive number. And she was the third coach in NCAA history to do that. And it made her the second winningest active coach of softball. She's also often celebrated as the University of Michigan's winningest coach in athletic department history. So here we have this word, which I think for at least some people feels a little awkward.
Yeah.
How do you feel about winningest?
I don't think it's a word I would use.
And where you'll see it used a lot now is sports, that people will talk about the winningest basketball team or a coach like Carol Hutchins. The adjective winning, in the sense of victorious, goes back to Shakespeare's time. And there's a nice quote from Romeo and Juliet using winning as in, "Learn me how to lose a winning match." Winningest has had a foothold in the language since at least the middle of the 20th century, sometimes in the meaning of to be victorious, including for oration, not necessarily a team. You then have the sense of winning as in attractive or alluring.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you. For me, that's always a winning smile.
Yes. Yeah.
Can other things be winning? I guess a personality could be winning. You can also occasionally get winningest with that, that you will have the winningest smile.
Right.
And I found that back into the 19th century. This may feel colloquial, but there's actually nothing wrong with it. If we think about some other ing adjectives, such as fetching, they tend to prefer more and most. Like that's
right. Most fetching. It wouldn't be fetchingest.
It typically wouldn't be, but I have to say you can find it. When I looked in Google Books, you can find it. I was also thinking about loving, as in your loving mother.
Lovingest?
Again, feels awkward. Those ing adjectives prefer more and most. But again, you can find it. The lovingest mother in the world.
You want to start a trend, don't you?
Well, and here's a nice little signature. Ever your lovingest, Anne.
Aww, that's really nice. Well, are there other words that can do the same thing? Here's one that gets me. More better. It's more better.
Yeah.
It's betterer.
So here we've got
is it betterest?
Here we've got a different issue with these comparative adjectives, which is the question of double comparatives. If you take the word better, it's already a comparative. The adjective is good, the comparative is better and best. I think because it's not gooder, it's better, occasionally you'll see that double comparative and you'll get more better. Most grammarians criticize this strongly. I do want to point out that these double comparatives have been in the language for a long time. I'm going to quote a little more Shakespeare here. Measure for measure, to some more fitter place. Or from King Lear, more corrupter ends.
Aw, well, Anne, you're the bestest.
Why, thank you, Rena. Have a good day.